French diplomacy continues in the Ukraine crisis. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. After meeting Monday with Russia's President Putin, French President Macron visiting Ukraine on Tuesday.
La discussion sur la question plus militaire et sécuritaire.
At a news conference with the Ukrainian president, Macron said Putin had told him that he would not escalate the crisis further. But Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky is skeptical. He said, I don't really trust words. A politician can be transparent by taking concrete steps.
Fox's Simon Owen, the Kremlin has denied making any deal with Macron to de-escalate the crisis. In fact, more Russian troops are being sent to the borders of Ukraine. Congress working on a bipartisan package of sanctions against Russia. Senate Majority Leader Schumer.
To pass a full strong sanctions bill before any invasion, and God forbid there be an invasion, would take away the disincentive from Russia invading.
President Biden has pledged to stop the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline between Russia and Germany if there is an invasion of Ukraine. But Senate Republican Leader McConnell believes that would be too late.
I think it's going to be a serious deterrent if it's executed before the invasion. Not after.
The House has passed that stopgap spending measure to continue the government's spending authority into next month. The Senate will consider it next. The Homeland Security Secretary in L.A. Tuesday checking on Super Bowl security.
We are taking measures that are both seen and unseen. Of course, we have our personnel ensuring the screening of everyone and everything that enters the perimeter of SoFi Stadium.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there are no known credible threats. Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow gained 371 points, NASDAQ up 178, the S&P 500 added 37. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
An investigation has begun into Republican charges that Capitol Hill police are surveilling some GOP congressional representatives.
GOP Texas Representative Troy Nels accuses the Capitol Police of rummaging through his office. Nels says officers took photos of what he called confidential material. In a statement, U.S. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger denies the charge. Manger says an officer found a door to Nels' office open and went to investigate. Nels also says police tried to enter his office disguised as construction workers. The inspector general for the Capitol Police is now investigating. More than 30 GOP members wrote to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. They allege that the Capitol Police are digging into their backgrounds. The top Democrat on the panel, which funds the Capitol Police, says that's baloney.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. The Justice Department says it has seized more than $3.5 billion in stolen cryptocurrency that was taken in a hack of a virtual currency exchange in 2016. A New York couple has been arrested on charges of trying to launder the funds. President Biden in Tennessee Tuesday trying to help make electric vehicles more mainstream in the U.S.
The announcement started with Australian company Tritium, a top electric charging station builder locating to Tennessee. Jane Hunter is Tritium's CEO.
Electric cars, vans, buses, aircrafts, boats, these are the future of transportation.
President Biden said it's not just about saving on expensive fuel, but also
making our country more economically competitive, lowering air pollution, and keeping families healthier as we tackle the climate crisis.
The goal, as part of the president's infrastructure law, building out 500,000 electric charging stations across America. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Israel says it has attacked targets in Syria in response to a missile fired into northern Israel. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.